ഡേയ്സ്. ലോളിത LOLITA ഗറ്റാർ GUTIERREZ. ഇസ് ദ കൺസൾട്ടേഷൻ റിക്വസ്റ്റ് ബൈ ഡോക്ടർ കോയിലി. റീസൺ ഫോർ കൺസൾട്ടേഷൻ എട്ടിൽ ഫിബ്രിലേഷൻ, GI bleed evaluation for watchman device placement. History patient is a 72-year-old. With a history of atrial fibrillation period, patient is placed on electrodes from that she is getting GI bleed period. Patient is referred to me for implantation of watchman device. Period. Patient has a history of atrial fibrillation and ablation performed in 2015 period. Patient still has paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. Patient had a repeat operation performed in 2020 period. Current medication Trulicity, olmesartan 20 mg daily, Crestor 10 mg daily, LHS 5 mg 2 times daily, Fluoxetine 20 mg daily, Sotalol vitamin D3 period, allergy codeine, social history. No history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denial, recent weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspir history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting and diarrhea. Estimated no history of arthritis. Neurological, no history of seizures or TIA. On examination, blood pressure 130 over 78, pulse 70, respiration 16, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm 1 hour 6 systole murmur. Left hand on board, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound extremity, no edema. Click impression number 1, paroxysm atrial fibrillation, number 2, cardiomyopathy, number 3, GI bleed, recommendation. Patient has cardiomyopathy, congestive heart failure and GI bleed period. Patient still has paroxysm atrial fibrillation in spite of medical therapy as well as ablation period. Discuss with the patient regarding the option of watchman device implantation. Procedure, risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, period. Please send a copy to Dr. Coyley.